to Racing Pulse. We are live at Flemington. It's a beautiful day, counting down to Rapid Racing and also looking ahead to the weekend. And Team Hayes have been flying of late. And the unsung hero of the team, we see Ben, we see JD, we know the old man David, but the backbone of the operation, no doubt, is Will Hayes, who joins us here this morning. How are you, Will? No, of course. That's what you're telling me off air anyway. How's it? Oh, hang on. I forgot to turn your mic on. There you go. Sorry. Now, it's all right. No one heard what you said then, so that's fine. how's it going? Because we know former Bulldogs superstar player, and now you've become more integrated into the racing business with your other brothers. How is it all travelling?
It's going really good, thank you. This industry has always been a part of who I am, and to be back into it is just awesome. And at Lindsay Park, as you said, we're flying at the minute, and it's because we're surrounded by so many capable staff, and we've got such a good team around Ben, JD, and Ed, we're reaping the results of just good processes.
Footy hasn't entirely finished. You're down training with Carlton at the moment?
Yeah. Got my foot in the door there, so I'm a rough chance to get up. But as we know in this industry, roughies can get up, so only time will tell.
Does Michael Voss like a bet?
I'll find that out.
Yeah, you need to tip him a few because that'll help your chances.
That's a risky game.
Hey, looking back on your time at the Doggies, what was that period like?
It was just a great period of learning for me. I got to look into another industry that's results-based and see how heavily focused they were on their processes and how they drove the culture and the team and everything within the four walls to get the results out in the field on the weekend. So there was a lot of similarities between football and racing, and I learnt a lot.
That's interesting. So you've probably been able to look at things that are done so professionally in the AFL sphere from fitness and training, and would you combine that to what you guys are doing at Lindsay Park?
Yeah, definitely. There's a sports science element that transfers to horses because there's an argument that muscle's muscle, tendon's tendons, ligament's ligament. So we're dealing with very different athletes, but the principles of recovery and everything are very much the same. But I also took great learning in terms of application of standards and culture and holding each other accountable to what you think are the best processes to do it, and then that's what results stem from.
There's some pretty blunt and raw feedback in the world of football. Is it the same at Lindsay Park, especially between the boys?
Yeah, definitely. Like being brothers, it's always going to be blunt and direct, but that's at the end of the day. All we want is for the Lindsay Park brand to succeed, and we know that's what the team of people around us want as well. So we're all working towards the same place, so it's a very healthy environment.
I know Ben and JD are the face of it, but you're all in it together, and eventually when football finishes for you, it will become the three of you training in partnership. Did you feel the pressure when Dad left and took half your horses as well, and a few others left the stable before this season?
Oh, no doubt. There was just a massive learning curve for everyone at Lindsay Park, and but it was a massive sink or swim moment. Yeah. And just as I keep saying, we can't thank our network at Lindsay Park enough of the staff that we have, because without them we wouldn't have succeeded. And there's still a long way to go, but the ship's starting to head in the right direction.
Are you training differently to the way your dad did? Have you started to implement any new techniques or differences, I suppose, and of focus?
Well, there's yes and no. The crux is very much the same, but the nuances of horse training are very different between trainer to trainer and person to person. So, and as a result, you're training different horses. So different horses require different things, and largely the fundamentals and the foundations of why we make decisions are very much the same as David, how he taught us, whereas they'd certainly have their own flavour to it, Ben and JD.
If you have a difference of opinion, who comes out on top?
No, we go to our outer circle. Well, Ben and JD go to their outer circle, yeah, which I'm a part of with Gary Fennessy, Dom, Grace Ramage, Harris Walker, Sarah Fannin. The list is endless of the people that we rely upon. Dave McKellar is one of the most experienced vets in the industry. So we rely on the outer ring in terms of the outer ring and the closed circle as to who tie breaks.
when you were playing with the doggies, there was a stipulation in your contract that you weren't allowed to ride work. You're back doing that now and enjoying it?
Yeah, it's a bit like riding a bike. It didn't take too long to get back into the swing of things, so it's nice to be back on the horses.
How many horses have you now got amongst Lindsay Park and based here at Flemington?
Based here at Flemington, we have 46, and at Lindsay Park, we have about another 150 in training. So.
Yeah. And in recent months, the strike rate's been absolutely phenomenal. How satisfying is that? And do you feel there's almost a little bit of, you may not want to say it publicly, but proving people wrong?
I wouldn't say proving people wrong, but it's just been nice to see the horses running so well and seeing that the process that we're putting in place are working. So the team up there in the racing office are doing a great job in placing our horses, and Ben and Jaddy are doing a great job in preparing them. So
who do you think's the best horse you've got in the stable?
Well, that's a good one. We have a few. It's hard to go past Mr. Brightside. Just his meteoric rise to just be narrowly beaten in the Group 1 in the spring is hard to go past, so I've got a soft spot for him. So I'll probably land on Mr. Brightside, but there's a handful of horses coming through.
Heading to the All-Star Mile?
I believe so. That's the plan.
Okay.
And then on track to a Doncaster.
You need to get him voted in. Maybe you could team up with Jack Revolt, because that might be a nice little, the way he sung Mr. Brightside after the grand final, to get some votes to get him into the All-Star Mile.
It's not a bad idea at all.
We need some winners from you, Will. Are you a good judge? Who's the best judge out of the brothers?
Oh, it depends what weekend you get us.
You've got a heap of runners. Who's your best at packing them today, do you think?
Our best at packing him today, Ginger Creek.
Ran on nice last.
He ran on really well last start, and I think at the mile he seems very comfortable. If he gets a good run in transit, will be very strong to the line and hard to beat. There are some nice ones in that race, so he's a good each way play, and a filly called Pretty Little Lass is also a good chance in the last. Similar sort of story. If she gets a good run in transit from the gate, she'll be very hard to beat.
Got three runners, Rabbit Racing tomorrow, Fashion Avenue, Josie Lynn, Space Force. Of those three, who do you like the most?
It's hard to go past Josie Lynn. Yeah. The form around her has been outstanding ever since she's had the gear change of cross nose band, tongue tie on. She has been winning or very narrowly beaten by quality horses, so I can't go past her as our best.
The Valley on Saturday, the superintendent's been in good form.
Yeah, he's flying at the minute. He's airborne. So he's a happy horse. He's licked the bin since that impressive win at Sandown and ticked every box. So it is a rising grade and a more difficult challenge, but hopefully he's up to it.
And Bill Boulder, is this a relation to Winx that makes its debut at the Valley on Saturday?
Yeah, it's by the sire, Boulder City. So he is a raw two-year-old that will certainly benefit for the education, but very exciting to see how he goes.
Is he precocious?
Yes, he's doing everything right. He's professional, but my gut feeling is that he'll need the run, and he'll be better as a horse in time.
He goes around in race number two, and then you've got Fundraiser, Musselbrook, and race seven. Of those two, who are you leaning towards?
Probably Fundraiser for me. He's going very well. He's ready for this race, and hopefully he will get an easy lead land in the first four with a run in transit and be too strong for him.
A couple of quick ones. Best two-year-old in the stable?
Four. Can I tell you in 2 months?
Tell me off here. And who's the best player you've ever played with?
Marcus Pontepelli.
Really? Just a freak?
Absolute freak. Yeah. Even better person.
Yeah, he is. Have you got him into a horse?
Not yet.
Okay. What about opposition player?
Probably Zach Merritt.
Really?
Yeah, I'm close friends with him, so he would probably be upset at me if I didn't give him a plug.
Hey, Will, great to see you, mate. Appreciate you taking the time to have a chat to us this morning. Good luck over the coming days.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.